Well, this is the place? I know you said it was going to be small, but... Well, yeah, but I guess I was thinking it would be more like, you know, like theatre-sized. It'll be fine, honestly. I just, I thought you'd said all that stuff about it being underground just to make yourself seem cooler, I guess. Sorry, that's kind of mean, I know. So we're meeting up with some friends of yours inside, right? Cool, yeah, that sounds great. Okay, I'm looking forward to meeting them. Come on. Dude, that was so much fun. Thank you, thank you. That front woman, she was so good. She really knew how to hold the audience. She was so, I don't know, confident? In control? Like, no fucks given. I feel totally inspired. There's such a positive vibe in there, and I feel like I can do anything after listening to her. No, but I mean, come on. That was real girl power. I had an absolute blast. I'm serious, that was the best night out I've had since... Well, since I moved here for sure. No, really. I have to admit, I was kind of worried when I realised you were serious about how small this place was, but I had a really great time. Yeah, I know that you said it would be fine, but it's still a bit intimidating when I saw that crowd, and then when they started going crazy. And then there was that one guy who kept throwing himself around. Yeah, I get that people aren't actually out to hurt each other, but still, there were a lot of flying arms and pushing and shoving. But once you get used to it, I kind of liked it, you know? Yeah, I was a badass, wasn't I? But honestly, it was mostly you and your friends keeping them in check. You guys are all so cool. I really appreciated it. And you... You're a bit of a dark horse, you know that. Well, I mean, you're pretty quiet at work and kind of ordinary looking, but you looked in your element in there tonight. You look like that's where you belong. Does that make sense? Oh, come on. You know I didn't mean it like that. It's just, I didn't mean boring. You just don't really look like the guy who's going to step in and handle things like you did in that pit. It's a compliment, trust me. Oh, that's nice. Feels good to be off my feet. Are you sure you're okay giving me a ride home? I can just get a cab. What? Oh, come on. It was just a peck to say thank you for all this. I think that's allowable between friends, right? Okay, so just head straight out of town on the main drag and then I'll direct you. It's really not that far to my apartment. Thanks again for the ride. Listen, I'm still pretty amped after the show. I'm not going to be sleeping for a while yet. Did you want to come up for a drink? Yeah, I'm sure. No, no boyfriend or roommate to disturb. It's just me. Oh, please? Come on. I'm really not ready to turn in yet. Come keep me company. Besides, I want to know more about you and your little gig crew. Et voila! Welcome to my humble abode. Just grab a seat on the couch. I'm sorry, it's literally the only seat I have in the lounge right now. What can I get you? It's probably not the time for coffee, but I've got beer, tea, soda. Really? Yeah, sure, I've got hot chocolate somewhere. That's not exactly rock and roll, but I guess it's a good way to wind down. Just give me a couple minutes. I'll be right back. And here's your hot chocolate. Don't worry, I won't let your secret out. So, do you do a lot of shows like that one? Oh, really? Wow, that's so cool. I want to do it again. It was so much fun. I really loved their message too. I know the whole this girl can thing is a bit of a cliche now, but the music just got me so pumped. How are you not going to get inspired by someone who talks the way that she does? Just get out there and don't be afraid to go after life, right? Absolutely. And your friends were very cool too. I definitely need to come to more then, get my social circle growing. They're such a mixed bunch too. Did you say that Jess works for a law firm? You'd never guess. So, are you two, you know? Really? Because she's definitely into you. Oh, really? Shit, sorry, me and my big mouth. So, does that mean that you're single then? Yeah? Maybe. I mean, you're very different outside of work. And, well, I kind of like how you were in that place. You're usually so quiet, but you really came out of your shell in there. What am I saying? Well, like I said, watching the band, watching Jess as well, makes me realise I should just be prepared to do whatever I want, you know? No waiting for things to fall into my lap. Do I really have to spell it out for you? Like this? Well, you want me to stop? I thought not. Just remember, this is all your fault. You introduced me to that band. And to your kick-ass friends. This is what happens. I'm just seizing the moment. And taking what I want. You're still sweaty. I can taste it on your skin. No, it's fine, I like it. Besides, I'm just as sweaty, see? Tell me something. Which you is the real you? The mild-mannered guy in the office, or the guy who just dealt with that oaf at the gig? Oh, really? It would be a shame if that's the case. Because it was kind of hot. I like the idea of you grabbing me like that and manhandling me. Looky here. But isn't this a dilemma? I mean, I do like this side of you, but I'm supposed to be the one taking the initiative, remember? So how about you just follow me? Where do you think? The bedroom, of course. Okay, mister. How about you toss me around like you did that guy in the pit then? Very good. Now get down here and... Let's get rid of this, shall we? Now, how about you lie down and you let me show you what's going to happen? No, you stay there. This is my show. That's better. And look, you're so ready for me. I'm just going to... Just lower myself slowly. Yes, baby. Look up at me. I'm going to work you like she worked that audience. I don't know, I'm sorry. I don't really do dirty talk. I just felt like I wanted to, though. I like the idea, I'm just not very good at it, I guess. Yeah. Maybe I'll try that. Yeah. No, you're just gonna lie there. And let me ride you. Yeah. That's better. Just be a good boy and let me take control. Oh yeah, that's it. Oh, you're so deep. No, keep those hands at my hips. That's a good boy. Yeah, like that. Fuck. Of a puppy dog you are for me now. Oh, give me your hand. Yeah, that's it, right there. Oh god, yeah, right there. Oh fuck, that's so good. Look at me. To taste you. Good boy. That was fun. I think I like the marred version of you after all. I told you, it's your fault. You took me to see the band. This is just what happens. Yeah, maybe next time I'll let you take charge. Well, of course there's going to be a next time. You didn't think this was a one-off, did you? Oh no, you've definitely flicked a switch somewhere. Now, how about an encore?